HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
Before we begin this week's episode, I have to apologize for being late. We're all working from home because of the COVID-19 epidemic, as I'm guessing you guys are too. So, we have one, had to improvise on how we record, and two, we are falling short of staff in a way. Anywho, as the virus continues in full swing, we are still seeing a lot of new devices, especially this week. To start with, Apple unveiled two new devices in India this week. First, the company has a new MacBook Air, and what is very unlike Apple is that the new MacBook Air will cost ₹92,990, which is lower than the older version. However, the newest version of the MacBook runs on an Intel Core i3 10th generation for its entry variant. That actually is quite low for a product that's this expensive. That said, Apple does have the new Magic Keyboard on this one, which means you don't have to deal with the old butterfly keyboards anymore. It also has a minimum of 256GB storage now, another thing that many would appreciate. But that's about it. The new MacBook is basically cheaper, making it slightly easier to buy, but then $92,000 is still a lot for most of us. And the other product Apple launched is the new iPad Pro. And this also comes with a new Magic Keyboard attachment. So the new attachment is sold separately for $27,900, but it allows you to prop up the iPad in a new, more comfortable viewing position. And iPad OS is soon going to get trackpad support as well. So the new Magic Keyboard includes a trackpad with it. As a result, the iPad Pro seems to be a better replacement for a laptop than it ever was. But much like other Apple products, the iPad Pro starts at ₹71,900, and that again is a lot. The top model actually goes above ₹1 lakh. And from computing to gaming, Microsoft and Sony both unveiled their new consoles this week. To be clear, Sony still hasn't told us what the design is, but both the companies told us what the specs would be. And both consoles run on AMD's Zen 2 CPUs and their RDNA 2 graphics. Although the Microsoft console on paper is slightly more powerful than the Sony, it also has higher 1TB storage options, which some might like. But overall, the two consoles seem very well placed to take us to the next level of gaming. And coming back to what's keeping all of us indoors, WhatsApp has donated a whopping $1 million to the Poynter Institute for fact-checking activities. The company also partnered with WHO, UNICEF, and the UNDP to design a new coronavirus information hub. On this hub, WhatsApp will be displaying information about how doctors, healthcare workers, etc. can take advantage of WhatsApp Business to deliver information during this outbreak. In addition, it'll also be showing you information from trusted sources like the ones it has partnered with in order to keep fake news at bay. And lastly, while all of this happens, the Indian government decided to raise the goods and service tax, that is GST, on mobile phones this past week. So the GST on mobile phones now stands at 18% and it was earlier 12%. And as a result, the industry says that the prices are going to go up. In fact, one of my sources told me that in simple terms, it means a 6% hike in prices, unless a phone has very huge margins, which is almost never the case for cheap phones. In fact, right after the government announced this GST hike, Manu Jain went on Twitter and said that this would crumble the entire industry. Industry stakeholders say that component GST should have been brought down to 12% instead of mobile phone GSTs being increased. This is because the government's rationale here is that there was an inverted GST structure here. So the GST on components used to be 18% while the GST on phones used to be 12%. So the government fixed that. But stakeholders wanted it the other way around.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.